Hello again, this is Derek Ferenzi with your local news and commentary for Thursday, June 15th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. On Tuesday, recycling facilities across the county overflowed. On its Instagram account, Jefferson County Solid Waste announced that all recycling drop-off facilities in the county were full due to repairs to the trucks Skookum Contract Services provides to maintain them. Alisa Russell, operation manager for Skookum, said that while one of their drivers had been on vacation, they took that truck in for regular service. Mechanics, however, got backed up, and while it was in the shop, the other truck broke down. People were asked to keep bringing recycling to the Port Townsend transfer station, but by noon, the cardboard was overflowing. Cans were piled feet above the rim, and every window into the paper container was blocked off with previously shoved-in paper products. The transfer station, luckily, was cleared out Tuesday night, as was Port Hadlock, which Russell said was a mess, with people having left their recycling on the ground when the bins were too full. Clearing out continued in Port Ludlow on Wednesday, with one of Skookum's trucks back on the road, though Quilcene and Calla Point had yet to be serviced. This debacle brings awareness to an already pressing question. Public Works staff met with the Board of County Commissioners on April 17th to review the financial health of the Solid Waste Enterprise Fund, and with balances spent down since 2019, solid waste disposal fees may have to increase. Russell noted that there is also a hope to create separate entrances for commercial and self-haul customers to the transfer station, and for solid waste and recycling customers as well. To help figure out what the community's needs are, Jefferson County Solid Waste has put up a survey on their website for feedback from the public. It can be found at jeffersoncountysolidwaste.com/public-survey. That address can also be found at kptz.org with the transcript of this newscast. When one door, or public facility in this case, closes, another opens. Enough work has been completed on the Hood Canal Bridge that closures for yesterday and today were no longer necessary and have been canceled. Even better, next week's weekday closures, scheduled for the 19th through the 22nd, have also been canceled. The next closure, however, will be as planned, 10 p.m. Saturday night, June 17th, to 10 a.m. Sunday, June 18th, to perform the reinstallation of the pyramid. Of course, a more fun way to cross over the water is by boat. Even better yet is to dive right in. Palin Around Charters, consisting of Captain Kelly Bronau and dive guide Catherine O'Leary Cole, recently partnered with Jade Scuba Adventures to open a dive shop in Brennan behind the Cove RV Park and County Store with Summer Ventura, where they offer air fills, guided scuba and snorkel tours, rentals, and personalized instruction. Kelly and Catherine spent nearly a year renovating their boat to take folks out on the beautiful waters of the Hood Canal with a focus on sunset dinner cruises. Catherine has more than a decade of experience in the restaurant business, and with the magic of Jeremiah Wren from Pleasant Harbor Marina, you can expect an outstanding meal on any trip with them. They'll also be running a handful of dive cruises, as well as shellfish and kayak tours as demand arises. If you, however, feel like you've had enough of the water this weekend, all are invited to the Most DIY Art Gallery in Port Townsend this Saturday, June 17th, from 3 to 5 p.m. The Art Farm Gallery, built by hand by DJ Wellen and her mother and aunt, invites the community to a new gallery show featuring the work of Chuck Ifland, Tanina Silva, Carolyn Lewis, Diane Baxter, and Ella Winstanley. Live American old-time music is set to be performed by Bobby Nichols and friends, and to top it off, an incredible culinary spread by Wellen's mother, paired with wines by Carolyn Lewis, throws it all right over the top. Come enjoy the weather, support the arts, meet your neighbors, and be a part of this little local hidden gem. The Art Farm Gallery is located at 131 West Island View Avenue in Port Townsend. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Derek Ferenzi. Thanks for listening.